Joining us now is the guest speaker of the Upper Peninsula Honor Flight, Reiko McKendry. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
You had quite the message yesterday out at the casino as you were talking to the World War II veterans, those that had already gone on the flights.
Right.
What is your message?
Well, my message is the gratitude from Japan, actually, because I have lived in Japan for 23 years. I was born there, grew up there, went to college there, went to work there. And I have also lived in this country for 41 years now. And I know how my parents and their generation of Japanese perceived America. I also know how little of that is known in this country. And so I wanted to make sure that, you know, particularly those World War II veterans were aware of what had happened after the war was over.
Are you finding that most are not aware of it?
Correct.
What kinds of things do you run into?
Well, I don't really run into anything negative or anything. It's just that they don't know how grateful Japan was.
The people of Japan.
People of Japan, right. They were very, very grateful. And a lot of people think, you know, what's interesting to me is a lot of people, particularly because they are aware that America bombed Japan with atomic bombs, and the casualties were so great that they automatically think that Japan must hate America. I hear this every so often, and I'm thinking, no, that's not true. I'm sure at the time when it actually happened, I'm sure the reaction was perhaps that. But what's amazing to me is that most people, unfortunately, just like a lot of those World War II veterans, those survivors are dying at a rapid pace as well. Anyway, what gives me goosebumps every time I think about it is they have, almost all of them have chosen to spread the message of peace, because they feel that if they were to, and it's very easy to go there where you would hate what had happened to them, hate the people who did this to them. But Japan, you know, most Japanese people recognize what Japan did to the rest of the world. And so those victims, by the way, most of them had nothing to do with killing anybody themselves, but they felt that they just need to just accept what had happened to them and spread the message of peace, because otherwise we could perpetuate, Japan could be a country that perpetuates this hatred, and they did not want to be part of that. They want to say, hey, you know, these atomic bombs are really scary bombs. I mean, it could really wipe out the humanity, not just the Japanese, very easily. And to them, it is very real, obviously.
What year were you born?
1949.
Okay, so a little bit after the war.
Yes.
Did you have the same attitudes growing up as you do now, or did they evolve?
I know that when I was growing up, all the way to when I left Japan in 1972, that sense was very much there. They were all grateful for America. I mean, I'm sure you heard me speak yesterday. You know, the types of TV programs were all from, the good ones were all from America.
Mm-hmm.
So Lassie, Father Knows Best, and all that. So,
you have quite a history yourself. You were working in Japan with an auto industry.
Well, actually, in Japan, it was just with Newsweek Tokyo Bureau.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ended up working with Lee Iacocca with Chrysler.
Right, right.
And doing what?
Well, I was unofficial advisor to Mr. Iacocca. I was hired in because of a gentleman who happened to be at one of the top positions there, and I met him and I was brought in, and I'm sure that was part of the reason why I was introduced to him so quickly, Mr. Iacocca. And I started writing a lot of papers within, and you know, it's like for me, because Japanese is my first language, it's like picking a low-hanging fruit on what Chrysler needed to do to compete against the Japanese effectively. And basically, the message to Mr. Iacocca was, stop complaining, stop bashing Japan. I was kind of angry at him mm-hmm. before I met him. He's a wonderful gentleman in person. But he stopped bashing Japan after that. Now, what he did do after that was he started bashing Washington, and I'm going, that's not the way to handle it. Just look within and improve how we are doing what we're doing.
You're not responsible for the K car, are you?
No.
Okay, just making sure. Now, after doing that for a long time, now you've made this your mission.
Yes.
And talking with as many World War II veterans as you possibly can.
Right.
What got you on that mission?
Well, actually, I wrote my book after a third incident of near death. I thought, whoa. And then, you know, surviving that, I thought, wow, my life could have been over without saying anything of significance to people that matter. And I thought, well, I thought that my kids would not know too much about me other than being a mom and grandma. So I thought, well, maybe I owe it to them to write. And I started writing. And in fact, after I finished writing my autobiography, by the way, it's called To America with Profound Gratitude, My Journey to Freedom and Independence. It's a little lengthy, but anyway.
When did you publish that?
March of 2012.
Okay, so you can still find it pretty much everywhere.
Well, actually, it's through Amazon.
Sure.
Right. So anyway, after I wrote that, a lot of people didn't understand, what do you mean? You know, people's reaction is, it's not me, that's America that I'm talking about. And then I started to think, who am I really talking about? And then I went back to the content of what I wrote of my childhood and growing up. I thought, the real people that I'm talking about when I say to America, they were really World War II veterans, because they're the ones that really brought food, peace, and democracy to Japan. So,
okay. When you were there yesterday, what kinds of reactions did you get?
It's like some of them would come up to me and say, and by the way, I'm just totally humbled. Every time I speak, I'm so humbled by people's reactions. And some of them would, in tears, come to me and say, I have hated the Japanese all these years. Now I can let it go. And I'm getting goosebumps talking about it. So.
And you're bringing that to them, aren't you?
Mm.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. You present a slideshow, and you kind of show them a whole bunch of different things,
mm-hmm.
a kind of correlation of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you wrap it up
mm-hmm.
with how?
Well, to really bring the message to World War veterans, why they are so special to the Japanese. I mean, I know they're special to really freedom of where freedom exists in this world today as part of Allied forces.
Reiko McHenry is a speaker out at the Upper Peninsula Honor Flight Reunion. One was held yesterday. The other is going to be held this afternoon at the Island Resort and Casino. Reiko, thanks so much for joining us and giving us your message.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.